That came this winter after the release of plans to expand railroad capacity through the region as part of a larger project bringing high-speed rail through the Northeast. Community members in Connecticut and Rhode Island cried foul, claiming the railway would cut through protected lands and important coastal ecosystems. On Wednesday, the Federal Railroad Administration announced it would not offer any expansion plans for Connecticut or Rhode Island until after the creation of a commission to study the region. Westerly resident Maria Ledwith says she understands the need for railroad improvements, but says she's happy the FRA is seeking local input before moving forward.
We completely need a whole overhaul in all transportation in this country, but I think they can use the old railways and just upgrade them as opposed to destroying land and water.
The commission will likely include members of the FRA and state transportation agencies with some input from the affected communities. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm John Bender in Providence.
And in Hartford, I'm Ryan Karen King. Old Lyme First Select Woman Bonnie Reem-Snyder says that the fate of Old Lyme's historic district rested on whether the FRA would run high-speed trains through the town.
When you travel through Old Lyme and you look at how our center is, how small it is, everything would have been impacted. Our commercial area, our historic district, the heart of our community, it would have been decimated.
The feds had planned to cut travel times between Boston and New York with a rail bypass that would run from Old Saybrook, Connecticut to Kenyon, Rhode Island. On Wednesday, the FRA said it'll instead focus on putting the existing line into good repair and further study the route between New Haven and Providence. Reem-Snyder says this is a victory for Connecticut's coastal communities, whose property values were impacted by the FRA's proposal.
I think people can make decisions about property with confidence that the train is not going to go anywhere near their property.
In earlier plans, the proposed rail line could have run by the Florence Griswold Museum, a national historic landmark which sits on the banks of a historic salt marsh. Museum director Jeff Anderson says that he supports the development of high-speed rail, but the previous plan didn't offer much to Connecticut residents.
So it wasn't going to be beneficial to anyone that lived in this region, and in fact, quite the reverse. It was going to be very detrimental to not only Old Lyme, but Old Saybrook, New London, all of the towns along the shoreline. So let's all work together and figure out a way that it can be a positive attribute for not only people moving through Connecticut, but for Connecticut residents as well.
There's still the possibility of high-speed rail running through Old Lyme in the future, but Anderson says it's good that the FRA and the state will be looking more closely at how it could impact the communities it would cut through.
I think a lot of folks here will be looking at what the experts are proposing and looking at it with optimism, but also an equal measure of skepticism.
The study will be conducted by the states of Connecticut and Rhode Island in coordination with the FRA and other stakeholders. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Ryan Karen King in Hartford.